Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite, and we do have a wonderful show lined up for you this evening. I do want to just start off by saying Happy New Year. It is our first GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday show for the new year. But before we get started, I just want to open up in prayer. Father God, I just come to you in a humble prayer, just asking you to please protect over Spiritual Sunday, Crossbow Temple, all of our shows on GQ Palace Radio, all of the hosts and the co-hosts as well. I ask you to just encourage our family, our loved ones, our friends, anyone that we have come into contact with, just reminding them of how important it is to start a new year off fresh and change anything that wasn't willing, that wasn't pleasing to you, Father God, that wasn't pleasing to you, and that we know exactly what we all need to do to live right and to uplift our spirits and just encourage one another, Father God. And we come together and we do thank you for Spiritual Sunday, a place where we can all come together on one accord and in unity. We ask you just to bless the callers and the listeners that will be listening in this evening, Father God. Anyone that feels it in their heart to press the one button, please allow them to press one. Anyone that just wants to listen and just be a blessing, just be able to hear the blessings that everyone else is going to come with our testimonies and what we're thankful for this evening, all are welcome. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're just going to start off by going to a song, and then we're going to come back and start taking our callers. Amen. Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. We're going to bring on our first caller this evening. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Evangelist Martha.
Hello. I know they're trying to figure out what are they laughing at. It's one of those inside jokes. You know, you have to be like, you have to be there to understand. But happy New Year and welcome, Evangelist Stevens. How are you?
All is well. How about you?
Yes, we have been missing you. I'm good. A little tired. I think I have a little cold coming down, but I'm not claiming it. I'm gonna shake this off. You know, I'm gonna shake it off.
Well,
go back to work tomorrow. Yes, got to shake this off.
I know, quick, fast, in a hurry.
So how you been? We missed you. How's everything?
Good. You know, I've been preaching a lot lately. God is good. Actually, I have an engagement next week on Saturday. The devil has truly been fighting me down. But I truly thank and praise God, you know, this year, truly, 2014, I'm expecting a great revival this year. Because I can feel it in my spirit. And I truly miss y'all guys. I've just been so busy. And usually when I get busy, I don't talk to nobody. I don't do anything. I just, you know, take my phone down, and actually I'm turning off my phone for a couple of days so
okay.
I could get my time in with God. And I think, you know, I just thank God because all the stuff that he's doing in my life and what he's doing in your life, I can feel the growth in you, Sister Lavina.
Oh, yes.
I can
thank
feel the
you.
Growth
yes.
in you.
I can feel it. I see it. Yes. And it feels
Stay
great.
Strong.
I just want to say it feels great.
Some of the people that are going to come on soon, they have grown also. Everybody has grown because we have a new life.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the new year. We have a new hope. And we have a new future.
Yes.
We have a new living. We have a new style for 2014,
mm-hmm.
which is not a bad thing because we all have something new. We have all grown, which is a good thing,
right.
You know.
That's right.
So,
well, blessed another
well,
year.
Amen. And that's my testimony.
Amen. Now, one of the questions that I did ask was, do you plan on doing things different in 2014, or
yes.
do you believe you pretty much did everything safe for 2013, so you wouldn't change anything, or would you change some things?
I'm changing a lot of things.
Amen.
I'm changing my attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know my attitude was bad. I mean, Mama, and I need to see that. I'm changing my negative attitude to a positive attitude, and it's already happened. I mean, I've had a positive attitude, but, you know, that negative attitude, that childish attitude.
Yes.
Childish. Very.
But you know what? There's always room for growth, and I think that that's what it is for, you know, for some of us. It's, you know, as we get older, you know, we get more mature, and we get more mature, and I say older because we can be, I mean just by the day, I mean by the hour, I don't mean by the years to come, you know, because there's always growth there, so you can
Not
learn something
old.
In the next 10, 15 minutes that you didn't learn the whole 15, 16 years of your life. I could learn something, you know, from you or from somebody else that I didn't know for the whole 35 years of my life. You know, so there's always room, you know, always room for growth. I believe I can always learn something. I can always learn something.
Y'all, we all young. We all are young. Even at old age, it says to be fruitful, which means multiply.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know,
that's
so
right.
You never old.
Mm-mm. Look, look, even with all the gray hairs I got, I'm still not claiming that. Even with all the gray hairs that I got, I'm still not claiming that I'm old just yet. And believe me, I have a lot
of
them.
Gray hair.
I am salt and pepper at the age of 35. Yes, I am. Yes.
You got gray hair.
I've been gray since 21. Now that I'm 35, soon to be 36, I am salt and pepper. Yes, my hair is salt and pepper already. Yes. And if you were ever to see, like, if I even put a picture up where you could actually see, like, my natural hair color, you would say, wow.
It's
great. She was telling the truth. Yes.
Okay,
I'm popping,
Grandma.
Yeah. You know what? Don't rush it now. Don't rush it. I told you I wasn't claiming that. I told you I was not claiming that whatsoever. No way. Mm-mm.
Okay.
But, you know.
Okay, well.
But I say, you know.
Keep doing your
job. You get older. Oh, yeah. Listen, only thing I had to change and part of my, you know, New Year's resolution in my eyes, you know, after me praying about it and everything is that, you know, usually when someone, you know, does something to me or, you know, just around me and I feel some kind of way, I tend to hold on to it, you know. And for 2014, I said I wasn't going to hold on to it. I was just going to express how I felt, you know, about the situation and then just keep it moving. Just leave it to God. Like, you know what, God, all right, I prayed on it. I spoke my piece. Now that I spoke my piece, now I'm going to keep on going. And that was part of my New Year's resolution. And I can say I'm only in 5 days in. We're in 5 days in, and I've done it so many times in these 5 days.
These
5 days, I have said so many things. And it's usually where I can talk a lot, you know, but when certain people say certain things, I kind of just, oh, okay, all right. Okay, you know. And now I'm more like, oh, wait, but I don't think that's right. Well, what about this? Or what about this? I'm coming with different solutions to it. And this way, because I'm not accepting, because before when you accept things that people say, you know, to you, when you know in the back of your mind that it might be something a little different, you know, you tend to, like, rethink it. Like, all right, well, should I have said something? Or, you know, well, I'm just going to leave it alone because I don't really want any problems, you know. But now, I'm learning how to deliver it nicely. Like, you know what, okay, I hear what you're saying, but what about this solution? Or what do you think about this? Or, you know, when you said this, it kind of made me feel this way. You know, I just want you to understand how it made me feel. So this way, if you do decide to say it something, you know, like that again, and I'm going to let you know how I feel, then you already know how I feel before you say it, you know. So I'm addressing it that way. And I've been doing good, first 5 days, I've been doing pretty good. And, you know, there's other things I wanted to work on as far as my New Year's resolution with, you know, being a better mom and, you know, understanding, you know, and just asking God to just continuously give me patience. You know, patience is a big thing, you know, with me. And I'm growing, you know, and I'm growing, and I realize that there's so many different things that I'm doing different now in 2014 that I didn't do in 2013, I feel that I'm such a better person. And I know that God is pleased because I'm pleased and it feels really good. And when I sat and I prayed and I spoke to him, I feel like in my mind, he said, well done, my child. And I felt wow, I feel pleased. You know, that made me feel good.
That's what prayer does.
That's right. Definitely changes things. So those were some of my, you know, New Year's resolutions of different things that I wanted to work on, you know, and I know that when I sat and I prayed on it, I just want to say church was awesome this morning. Church was awesome. I truly enjoyed myself. Communion Sunday.
Yeah.
It was great. And I'm thankful because I go to work every other weekend. So every other Sunday, I'm not in church. And well, I feel like, you know, the Sundays that I'm not in church, that's when I do the Church Without Walls, you know, with different ministries. And this way I'm still able to hear, you know, and hear the word. It's just I'm just not in, you know, the presence in the church home, in the building, but I'm there in the Church Without Walls, you know. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful for that. But Martha, so how, Evangelist Stevens, how has your prayer lines been? How's everything?
It's expanding. I actually, did I tell you I got a street ministry, I think about 4 months ago. That expanded as well. Every ministry that I had expanded. So it's good. We're looking.
Amen.
A pastor from New York, actually, his name is Pastor Odell Bradley. My mom is best friend, and he's actually coming down, and he's going to start a church down here, so keep bringing your prayers.
All right.
This year.
Okay. And as long as he sees that butterfly that's right there that's trying to bloom, and God is working on her, as long as he sees that right there, that's, to me, that's a blessing by itself. He can come from New York, and he can come down there, but when he comes down there, you make sure that, you know, when there's two or three gathered together, that you right there. You make sure you're
Amen.
Right there in the midst, and you make sure you let him know, I'm here, you know. I'm here, and this is what I've been doing. You make sure that you make sure that you're there. You make sure you're there when
you
come.
Oh yeah, I am. I'm actually helping. I'm going to help him start a church down here, which he's beyond the age. He's beyond. He's like in his 50s. But me and my mom was just talking about how God was going to bring him down here to start a church, and Mama was going to help him. But I thank God because he's actually going to start it this year, and he asked me to help him. So I'm going to be having fundraisers to help him start a church. He's not going to, you know, start one of the churches at a building. He's going to start it out on the street first and then build his own church. So that is good.
Amen. Okay, so he's going to do like a Church Without Walls first. And then, you know, hopefully with the fundraising, the donations, and, you know, God's help, then he'll expand to an actual building.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, Evangelist Stephen, just hold on the line for a second. We're going to bring on another caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. How are you?
I'm okay.
Were you listening and you didn't mean to press that one button, did you?
I'm present. Trust me, I'm present. I just got off.
All right.
I'm kind of tired, but I'm here.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome, of course. Are you at work or are you home?
Just got home.
Okay. All right. So I'll just ask you the one question, and then we'll just let you just relax for a little while. The one question, of course, that I did ask Evangelist Stevens as well is, in 2014, are you going to make a major change, or in 2013 was everything safe? Will you do everything the same way you did in 2013 and 2014?
Well, my major change for 2014 was to listen. And the reason why I said to listen is because sometimes you run away from God when he wants you to do his work. He'll make sure that you're going to listen to what he has to say. So that's the direction I'm in now, is just to follow the things that I need to do for him.
Amen. Amen. Well, wonderful answer there. Wonderful answer. Well, we're going to do, we're going to go to a song, and then when we come back, Evangelist Stevens, you can share with us about your ministry and your prayer line and the number to call and the days that you're on the air, so this way everyone can support you as well. But we're going to go to a song, and we'll be right back, okay?
Amen.
Thank you. Welcome back to Jesus Palace Spiritual Sunday. Welcome back to Tiki Palace Spiritual Sunday. We are going to just keep Tasha listening and, of course, get your rest, sis. You know, and we do thank you for calling in this evening and definitely showing support to Spiritual Sunday and GQ Palace as a whole. We thank you, and we will continue to keep your organization unique blessings in our prayers as well. Because you're definitely doing the right thing, and you're on the right path, and we just commend you for it. But before we just continue, I do want to just speak about forgiveness. I have something that is on my mind that I just want to ask the question and then allow people to call in and just give their feedback on it. Forgiveness. Do you believe that forgiveness is for you or for the person that you're forgiving? That's the question. You know, a lot of people say, okay, well, I forgive you, but I can't forget what happened. And I had a situation, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I just kept saying, you know, yeah, I forgive them, you know. But then in the back of my mind, I kept saying, do I really forgive them? Because I'm not acting the way I usually was acting before. So do I really forgive this person? You know, so I finally just sat and I prayed about it and I said, you know, I think the forgiveness is really for me, you know, because I need to accept that, okay, this is what happened. I can't change what happened. But in order for me to receive my blessings, I need to forgive this person. I can't be looking for a blessing or expecting anyone to bless me, still feeling some type of ill will towards someone. So that's why I say it's, depending on the situation, and my situation without going into details, I think it was for me, you know, because I think that some people, they can care less if you forgive them or not. Like, once they apologize to you, if you don't accept it, that's on you. But to them, at least they apologize, even if they didn't mean it, but at least they did, you know. Evangelist Stevens, what do you, how do you feel about forgiveness? Do you believe it's for you or for the person that you're forgiving? Or do you believe both?
I think it's both. Because I could say I forgive you, but do you forgive yourself? Because that person, before they say sorry, they have to forgive themselves and say, you know what, this was wrong. And can you forgive me? And because before you can ask God for forgiveness, you have to forgive yourself. Then you got to forgive the person that did something wrong to you. And forgiving yourself is like a hard, it's a hard thing to do, because before you forgive that person, you forgive yourself first. Because there's no way in the world that you can say, I forgive you. No, that person had to have been really convicted and would have said, you know what, I forgive myself. Mm-hmm. Can you forgive me?
Right.
That's what I think.
So you believe it's both. You have to forgive yourself first and then be able to forgive someone else.
But it also depends. It also depends on the situation.
Okay. So do explain. I was waiting. I'm like, okay, explain. Okay, all right, go ahead, Evangelist Stevens. Go ahead.
Okay, let me put it this way.
Okay,
me and my brother, he does bad things, right? Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, I tell him to stop, right? I forgive him for doing it, but he don't communicate, like he don't cooperate what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. he does it, but he don't understand. So he says sorry all the time, but he don't forgive.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on the situation. Like sometimes it's him. It's him. He's supposed to be forgiven, not me. I can't tell you, oh, can you forgive me? No, because I wasn't the one that told you to do something bad. You was the one.
Right. Okay, which makes sense, which does make a lot of sense, and I'm sure, you know, everyone can relate. I'm going to give you another situation as well. At my place of employment, you know, we work with psych patients. Some of them are mentally retarded. Some of them are behavioral. Some of them are psych.
Mm-hmm.
You have some of the patients that, you know, they decide when they want to decide that they're going to use this terminology, turn up. That's their thing. You know, they'll let you know, oh, we about to turn up in here. You know, Miss Polite, are you ready? We about to turn up. That's what they say, okay? Now, we already know it came from some Kevin Hart. You know, we know where it came from. But my thing is we're in a, you know, in the facility that I work in, it's impossible for you to turn up, honey. Like, really, let's be honest. You can't turn up in here. You know when you leave
they
here,
they want to fight somebody.
You know, see, turn up to them means we're going to have a food fight. You know, I might want to punch somebody, you know. I might want to do some type of self-harm. You know, it's like turn up to them. They took it to many different levels, not just we about to, you know, have a good time in here. They didn't take it there. They take it.
No, they took it to the bad part.
They took it to the extreme. So, one of them, you know, decided that, you know, it was New Year's Day and they wanted to turn up. You know, they weren't allowed to be, you know, with their family members. They weren't allowed to be, you know, with the gang and stuff like that. So they wanted to, you know, they wanted to turn up. Well, I said I work in a psych hospital, right? Okay. So working in a psych hospital, they're going to let you turn up to a certain extent, but then they're going to shut it down real fast. And, of course, a part of me wishes that I was there because I felt like I could have spoke to, you know, the girl and let her know, all right, you know, it's Miss Polite you're talking to. This turn-up stuff is not going to work, you know, like I always do, you know. And I wasn't able to talk to her. So long story short, she turned up all right. And when she turned up, she messed up her discharge, which means she was supposed to get discharged to another facility, a better facility. And she messed it up. So now she's not leaving. So her attitude is, but you're supposed to forgive me. And I said, I wasn't here, but I forgive you because I know you didn't really know what you was doing. You know, when you made up your mind, it's 12 o'clock, I'm going to turn up. I don't think you really understood how they were going to take it. But now you messed it up for yourself. And she feels that we should forgive her. Because, as she says, I'm MR. You know I don't know what I'm doing. You know, that's her response. And I said, you know what? That's a diagnosis that they gave you on paper, honey, because you're not MR. You might have a little special need, you know, but when it comes down to being mentally retarded, you far from retarded because you can tell us what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, why you did it. You know, and you could tell us everything about it. That lets me know right there that you know exactly what you're doing. So she wants me to try and put together this whole thing, you know, write up this whole letter and present it to her social worker, just pretty much saying that when she said turn up, she didn't mean turn up the way she turned up. And that because she, you know, because she has special needs, that she believes that we should forgive her just because she has special needs. Now, a lot of the people I work with, they're church people, you know. They're Christian people. They are. They're holy people. But
okay.
When it comes down to following protocol, they're going to follow protocol. They're going to follow protocol. And she asked me, could she read my Bible? So I gave her my Bible. And she's praying, and she's praying to God. That when I tell you the girl is praying, she's praying that God is going to be able to change everybody's minds so that she gets to leave. Okay? Now, I know what the repercussions of this is going to be. If they don't change their mind, she's going to feel like God failed her. Okay? So, honestly, their mind is already made up. She's not leaving. She going someplace else. So how am I going to deal with this situation? I tried to reassure her that I forgive her, you know, and I'm sure that everyone that was here at midnight, I'm sure they forgive her. But for everything that you do, there's a consequence for. Every action, there's a reaction, you know?
Okay.
This is a consequence right now. The consequence is you messed up. So when it comes down to being, you know, to having children and being younger and being able to, like, have someone else determine where you're going to go in your life,
mm-hmm.
do you believe that it's that person should forgive you, but you have to forgive yourself first? Or can you just pick up the Bible and say, you know what, God's going to forgive me, so I know they're going to forgive me too? Or are you just playing with God at that point?
Mm.
Me personally, I think she's playing with God. And I think she's playing with some fire right now. Because you can't just pick up the Bible to me when you do something bad. You can't just pick up the Bible, okay, I did something bad,
yeah.
I'm going to pick up the Bible. What about when you're good? What about when you have no problems at all? Are you still praising him? Or are you just going to praise him when you're doing something bad? And that's when she asked me for my Bible. Every time she do something bad, she say, Miss Polite, can I see your Bible? Every single time. And I give it to her. Don't get me wrong. I always give it to her because I'm never going to say, no, you can't read the Bible. But I told her, you playing with fire right now. Because you got to give God praise, not just when you're happy, not just when you're sad, not when you think that you have four people that's going to determine where you're going to leave. You want God to persuade all these people that you're ready. Well, you know in your heart you're not ready.
Mm.
So therefore, the forgiveness, you know, for the callers that's listening on the computer and the callers that's listening on the line, forgiveness, do you believe that it's just, or do you believe that it's for the person that did something to you? Or do you believe that it's for both? You know, and how do you feel about giving God praise every hour of the day and not just when you get in trouble, not just when your light bill got to get paid or not just when your rent got to get paid? Do you believe that you're going to give, that the right thing to do is to give God praise every day, every hour? Or is it just to give God praise when you say, all right, I need something. I need you, God. What should we do? So those are my questions that I'm definitely curious to hear the answers for. But what we're going to do is we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back, and just the phone lines are open. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. If you're listening from your PC, you do have to press the 646-200-3838, press 1 to go on the air to be able to go on the air and answer the questions or share your testimony or what you're thankful for this evening or for the new year, because it is a new year, and happy new year to everyone. But we're going to go to a song. We'll be right back. Amen.
Still standing, here I am, after all I've been through, I survived, every toil, every snare, I'm alive, I'm alive, here I am, oh, 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 oh yeah. There were times when I I cried, said, Lord, it's too much, else to die. He was there, but died by his grace.
after all I've been through, I survived. Every victory I've ever had, I'm alive. I'm alive. Here.
Amen, and welcome back to GQ Palace, Spiritual Sunday. I just want to take a minute and just explain a little bit about Spiritual Sunday to all of our new listeners that are listening in on the PC and on the lines. We do welcome and we do thank you for joining us this evening. Spiritual Sunday is a show that is set up so that everyone can come together in unity, on one accord. So this way everyone can call in and say what they're thankful for. They can share their testimony, regardless of how big or small they might feel their testimony may be. But your testimony is your testimony to share. And with you having that testimony, you might just save someone's life that could be right next to you, that could be listening in. So we believe here on Spiritual Sunday that your testimony is a savior that can save someone else's life. And we urge you to share your testimony or even what you're thankful for. I'm thankful that I was able to get up this morning and not feeling good because I believe my oldest daughter was sick, and now I'm feeling ill will today, and my nose is stuffy and my voice doesn't sound right. But I'm still here and I'm thankful, and I was still able to get up this morning and keep pushing and pushing and pushing and go to church. And it was a wonderful service, Communion Sunday. And it was wonderful. When I tell you it was wonderful, from 11 to 2:30, it was wonderful from beginning to end. And I'm thankful, you know, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my health and strength. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my friends. I'm thankful for any of our business affiliates that we have welcomed into our life and into our GQ Palace family, and we call you family. I'm thankful for all of them, too, because at the end of the day, everyone has a vision, and God has his vision, and it's up to us to see the vision that God has for us. And sometimes that might include building and sharing with one another, where we're able to uplift and encourage each other to the point where we're able to come together, and you might come with something and I can come with something different, and we could both come together on one accord and in unity, and we can both grow and learn from it. And I believe that that's part of going through life and going through the experience of it. So on GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, we usually have special guests that join us every Sunday except for the first Sunday, because the first Sunday is a long day with Bible study and then service and then communion. So it's a long day for everyone, so we don't usually have a special guest on our first Sunday of each month. And today is the first Sunday of the month, and of course, it is the first Sunday of the new year. And we're thankful. And we're happy to be here. So what we're going to do is we're just going to go to another song. And while we're going to another song, I'm just going to, my pastor today spoke about Matthew 18:15 to the 22nd verse. And when you get a chance, please read it, especially if you, you know, if you go to church or if you're, you know, part of our sick and shut-in where you're not able to attend church. But, you know, you do enter in on the Church Without Walls ministries, and you do partake in different things, and you are familiar with the Bible, or even if you're not familiar, when you get free time, just please read Matthew 18, verse 15 to 22nd. It was definitely a wonderful, wonderful lesson today in church, along with our communion as well. It was wonderful, and I'm thankful, and it feels great to be, you know, back on the air. A little under the weather, but it feels good to be here. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a song, and then when we come back from the song, this way it gives me a few minutes, because as you see, the voices changes suddenly. So I'm going to give myself a few minutes, and then we're going to come back on the air, and we'll start taking our callers here on GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Amen.
Whoa. stick around. They laid him in a tomb. It seemed all hope was truly lost. But the third day came along and brought the rhythm of life. The stone rolled away. An angel proudly proclaimed,
"He lives,
he lives,
he lives,
has been
risen,
our Lord and Savior,
the Lord and Savior."
Hey, rejoice and celebrate. Hey,
welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Sorry about that. I am having some technical difficulties, but I am not going to claim it. The devil is a liar. I'm going to keep on going with Spiritual Sunday, and we're here till 9 o'clock. So all those glitches, you better go ahead, because this is not going to work. This is not going to work at all. We're going to continue on with Spiritual Sunday and computer. I done prayed on it. You better act right, because something's not going on. Something's wrong here, but I'm praying on it. We'll be all right. Thank you, switchboard operator, for your help. Greatly appreciated. We're going to bring on another caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is T.
Hi, T.
Hey. Oh, you sound horrible.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Listen, I got the little bug, too, but mine is getting better. And
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Is your bug the ego bug? Because you told me last night.
No.
I said, okay.
Trick, I kind of got over that. It was a rough night last night, but I'm all right today. See, there you go, pick it again, too.
I said, peace. I said, okay, peace. Like, all right, my sister, peace. Love you. See
it's
you later.
I had to tell you to get off my plate.
She said,
"Look, I had to take that post down." I said, "Oh no, this is not me."
Yeah. Now, for everybody that's listening, okay, this is look, one of our members of GQ Palace who is a sports fan, and I don't know what happened with the Eagles yesterday, but whatever it was, she was highly upset. And see, I didn't even watch it, but I saw a funny post that she put up, so I liked it, and here I am trying to make some humor, okay? And she called me by my first name, Lavina, get off. I was like, okay. Now you know I must be in my transformation, see, because I would have barked before, But I didn't. I put okay, peace, and left it alone. So
and
God
then, yeah, and I could, and like I said, you know I can't delete you on my page.
See?
Just get off my page.
She was very upset. She was very upset.
Oh, yes, I was. But,
yeah,
I mean, it, you know, it was all in fun. It ain't like that I lost no money on it. I ain't have nothing on it because I don't gamble, thank goodness.
Okay.
But, honey, that thing had me tickled when I ran with you. When you put peace, I was like, okay.
I said, listen, I've been telling everybody there's a positive bubble around you, okay? If your bubble is supposed to be so positive, you're not going to allow anybody to break it. That means the devil could come poking, and you know if you have an air bubble and somebody keep poking at it, it's going to break eventually, right? No, but that imaginary bubble around you, mine is so big, let me tell you. I'm surprising myself lately. I'm surprising myself.
No, it tickled you because you kept LOL, and I say, oh, she's just going to keep laughing too, huh?
And I look, and I didn't even know that the Eagles had lost. I wasn't even paying attention. I was working on the magazine. I just
see,
happened
the man
to look
was
at the
messing
news
with me. I'm like, wait a minute, hold up now.
Oh,
I
yeah,
said,
I
son got to give up in here.
Uh-huh.
I said,
he
everybody
said,
try to attack
post
me now.
He said, get off my
phone. It was fine.
Good, good. Was,
oh,
was it a
I
good game, though?
I got tears coming out of my eyes. I'm laughing so hard.
Was it a close game? Was it a good game?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That we lost, like, in the last few seconds from a field goal, just like this game I just watched. That's why I'm calling in now. I said I got company. I said I'd get my call in, you know, before the game started. But we only lost by two.
Oh,
but that
okay
was too many.
Well,
this was the playoffs.
Were they playing the Steelers?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
No, the Steelers stood out. No. We was playing the Saints. Who that?
Uh-oh.
Yes. Yeah, well, so it was kind of touching. You know,
okay,
to get to the playoffs and then can't even make it.
Wow. Well, but you know what? I must say, for the females that know their sports, I commend y'all because I don't know nothing about sports. I know nothing at all. But I listen to the mayor all the time on Tuesday nights. I listen to him from 8 to 10. I listen, but I can't tell you that I know anything. I know that the Giants are New York. I know the Knicks are New York. And I know that I like both of them because they're New York.
Well, I've been an Eagle fan since I worked for them, so it's been some years.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
Yeah.
Good. Wow. Well, of course. So, what are you thankful for today?
I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for my family, my friends, my loved ones. I'm thankful that I made it to see 2014. And I'm thankful for trying to get myself to go get closer to God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
I'm
not even going to ask that question today because I know the Eagles was on last night. So the Eagles in the other game, I'm not even going to ask that question. But so I will ask you forgiveness. Do you believe that forgiveness is for you or is it for the other person?
It's for me and them. Because if I've wronged, I think I said this before, if I've wronged anyone, I mean, in 2014, even, you know what, as tonight, remember the other day I was going off?
Uh-huh.
To that person, if they're on here, I want to say that I'm sorry to them for acting out over something simple. And, you know, I've learned to forgive, you know, and I had a problem with that. I mean, I truly had a problem with it, you know, with what I talked about before.
Right.
About
right
when, you know, with my uncles molesting me and everything.
Right.
You know, it took a lot, but when I heard you all out, you know, and for me to make it to heaven, I got to forgive.
Right.
You know, and sometimes, trust me, even with me trying to walk better and, you know, do the right things in life, sometimes I don't want to say I'm sorry, you know, and I forgive you or will you forgive me?
Right.
But I have to be the bigger and better person. You know, the little situation with my daughter. If you hadn't said anything to me, I wouldn't have called her.
Yeah.
You know,
I know
that I've gotten better. I've gotten better these last few months, and it's for me to keep going forward instead of backwards.
Right. Amen.
You know.
Amen. Amen. And you know, like I was telling Evangelist Stevens also. You know, she called in today, and she has her ministry going, and you know, she's been really busy with that and everything. And I was explaining to her, excuse me, I was explaining to her that I'm all for, you know, forgiving, you know, and forgiving someone when they do something wrong to you. But what I was doing was I was actually holding on to it. I was telling you I forgive you, but not really forgiving you because I don't believe that you actually forgave yourself, you know. So what happens is what I was doing was I was putting myself in this, you know, I don't want to say judging, but you know how someone says that they're sorry to you and they're not sincere, so you don't really accept it, but you tell them, like, yeah, I accept it. It was one of those situations, like, you know, you apologize to me and you don't sound sincere. So because you don't sound sincere, I don't accept your apology, but I'm telling you that I do, so this way I still get my blessings, you know?
Which
to me was a little selfish because I really wasn't forgiving you then. You know, I wasn't forgiving the person that did me wrong because I didn't believe you were sincere. But what I'm realizing now is that it's not for me to believe that you're sincere or not. It's for me to accept the apology that you're giving me because you didn't have to give it to me. So therefore, to me, it's you thought enough to apologize and to acknowledge the fact that something went wrong. And I have to love myself and know myself enough and trust God enough to know that I accept your apology and I can't hold on to it, you know. So there is someone out there, you know, that understands exactly what I'm saying. And I want to say that I do forgive you, you know, and I'm wrong because I was actually holding on to it. And I made a promise to myself and a promise to God that in 2014, I'm going to be a better person, you know, and I've been doing very well, and I've been changing a lot of things in my life, and I forgive you, you know, and I forgive you, and I'm not going to judge, you know, what you do in your household and what you do in your life. I'm going to keep living my life and know that, you know, God's in control, and the battle that I'm facing every day is not mine. It's already designed for me.
Exactly.
It's up for me. It's to me to just do the right thing and do what I have to do when I'm here to do it. And I commend you for even offering the apology. So, you know, I definitely, you know, I forgive.
That's why I said, you know, if that person is listening now, I'll tell them to make sure they listen to the archives. It actually was Thursday. You know, I'm sorry. Yes, I acted out, and I shouldn't have. You know, I mean, I went on a rampage.
Carmelita,
and it
was
wasn't
there?
Even called for. I mean, you know, once you have a time to think about, you know, it's like, wow, I didn't have to go out like that.
Was Carmelita there?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, yes, she was. No, that was Whammy. That wasn't Carmelita. That was Whammy acting out.
Oh, God.
And you know she's not a good girl at all.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I mean, she said some awful things, you know, and this person really didn't deserve it.
I know,
but
they said
something wrong, and it just But you know what it is, though? I wasn't ready for her.
But you know what it is, though? Is
what's that?
We have to trust God so much that when somebody says something, that initially when we hear it and it doesn't sound right, we got to trust that he'll give us the right words to come out of our mouth. Because
true.
Sometimes we allow that alter ego to come out. And when that
right.
alter ego comes out, that's that person that really doesn't, you know, she's not really walking on God's side. That person is evil, you know.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
that person's going to deliver a tongue lashing, you know. She's going to express herself in some kind of way. And she's going to hurt some feelings. When they say power in the tongue,
ooh.
Yes. Power.
But see, the thing
tongue.
Is, mm-hmm. if they wouldn't, I was being real serious, you know, like, you know, if you want to be in my life and in my camp, you know, we can't go through these little petty changes and things like that. Something's got to give. You know, you got to make the decision, not your kids or nobody else. It's you. And, you know, you started laughing at me, and I'm sitting here being serious. I'm not believing myself even being as serious as I was.
Wait, did you say you wasn't believing yourself?
No, I couldn't even believe it was me being so serious. You know, because I want better things in life. You
Amen.
Know, I want to be in a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I want all these good things. You know what I'm saying? And when
yes.
you sit there and laughed at me, when I just sit up here and really just poured out my heart, you know, and
Aww.
No, I didn't do this. I didn't do that. It was my kid. Wait a minute. Hold up. Who's the adult in this situation?
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
it hurt my feelings, so I went off.
Right.
I mean, that person that shouldn't have came out.
Mm, that person
when
that
you had just acted a
out.
Fool the day before. You know, and I sit there and I said, hey, don't worry about nothing. It's okay. You
mm-hmm.
know? But then mm-hmm. when I start really pouring out my heart, you get upset. I mean, you start laughing at me. But I mean, you can't catch me on too many serious notes when it comes
oh,
to
you,
that, all that I've
yeah.
been through.
Right.
You
write,
so
you about
just
that.
Disrespected me.
But
and I didn't like it. So I went off.
Okay, but look, but not defending the situation. but not defending it. But I just want you to think about one thing, okay? Then think about this one thing for me. You ready?
What?
Because you can't catch you on so many serious notes where I would pour my heart out, don't you think it might have been hard to digest initially? Like, looking at you and knowing how you talk and knowing how you express yourself and then to have you come with something so serious. Because me personally, I love you, sis, but I would have laughed at you, too. I would have been like, oh, my God.
Listen, he don't know me like that. You're just
oh,
trying to
see.
Get to know me. So, you know, you were there wrong. When I can't express this like I want
no,
to.
No, you
I
can't.
Have to
no, die. You can't. Because you done said he. No. You done said he.
See,
look,
the beta,
look.
You always bring it out of me.
Wait, so to change the subject off of he, how was your New Year's? How was your New Year's overall?
My New Year's.
High five. I did it again.
Oh, my goodness. My New Year's was great.
It was good.
Yes.
That's good.
I shared it with five friends.
That's good. Well, I'm going to tell you, I cried on New Year's. I cried.
Well, I mean,
I cried too.
I was so disappointed and hurt. My daughter was supposed to have been here, and she didn't make it,
so
they missed the last train. But I had a friend, and my neighbor was here with me, so...
Mm-hmm.
It overall, it was beautiful, you know, because I did share it with someone.
Right.
You know, right. And those people took the time out to be here with me, made mm-hmm. me feel special.
And I saw the spread of food. I saw the spread of food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went all out.
You did. I was proud of you, though. I was proud of you because I know how the holidays are for you, you know.
Yeah,
so I was proud of you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because we ate like that Tuesday because everybody was going to be leaving that Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I cooked Tuesday and we ate dinner Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I actually got up and I was just like in a fantastic mood, you know. Went to the store, got everything else that I needed and everything like that. And mm-hmm. I came back home and I started cooking. And, I mean, I was just content playing music, you know, watching TV, and then when the ball dropped, oh, my God. And then I was screaming, happy birthday, Dad, you know, because it was my daddy's birthday and everything. You know,
right.
But, I mean, through the tears, I still was screaming, happy birthday, Charlie Fox, because that's what we call my dad. You
uh-huh.
know, and then my phone started ringing. My son called me. And he heard me crying. He started crying, so that made it worse. Wait a minute now. And Kiara, she's always a little positive tip. Mom, it's going to be okay, baby. I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart. I'm sorry I'm not there with you. I don't want to hear that. So, actually, like I said, though, overall, you know, I had to think about it. I was thankful for life because so many didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, one of my old boyfriends, actually, his father died at 12:30, that morning. Yeah, yep. He made it 30 minutes and coded.
Wow.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had to look at it on the positive tip, like, hey, you did make it to see 2014.
Right.
You know, Dad and I'm up there having a joyous time. So why are you sitting here crying? You know, because it could have been that you wasn't even here. It could have been me. You know my testimony.
Oh, I know.
You
know,
so,
I know it. Mm-hmm.
So many people, I mean, you got to look at people. I'm not locked up.
Right.
I'm not in the casket. I'm not in the ground. So, you know, I had life. So I am very thankful for that, if nothing else.
Amen. Amen.
You know.
And I have to say, I spent mine in church, you know, with the kids, and I had made up my mind, you know, and I said, you know what, I want to do things a little different this year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, God has been working on me and, you know, different aspects of my life, and, you know, I've been taking heed to it, you know, like following his direction. And it feels good, you know, it feels really good. And for New Year's, I said, you know what, I'm going to go to church, you know. So I went to church, and when I tell you, I want to say about 10:45, I started crying and crying and crying and crying. When I tell you, hearing other, you know, other people's testimony and just hearing it just, like, broke me down. And then as they were singing, it just broke me down. And then I didn't even know that it was 12 o'clock, and I was still crying, you know. And Mom was looking at me, and my daughter was looking at me like, you okay? And I
did she go ever
so,
stop?
You know, right. But you know what? I just said to my mom, I said, you know what? I never really understood how full, like, and how rough 2013 was until I actually sat and was hearing everybody's testimony and could relate to almost everything that they were saying.
Wow.
That's when I was able to digest, wow, God is good. You know,
because sometimes when you look around, we ain't even got it bad.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else is worse off than we are.
Right.
You know, and like I said, every day I look at it like, you know, it could have been me. Locked
mm-hmm.
up in jail, sleeping in my grave. I mean, on the streets, no food to eat. It's so many things it could have been. You know, and somebody else, it was them. But I thank God it wasn't me, you know. He saved me. You know, and that's another thing I was going to say. If he can forgive us, surely we got to forgive that other person.
Right, but you know what it is, too? I think that when we repent and we ask God to forgive us for our sins, I think that when it comes down for us forgiving someone else for what they have done, for them doing some type of sin to us, I think that that should be automatic, you know, because if we sit and we hold on to it, you know how hard it is to have anger and hurt and pain from something that someone has done to us, you know, that's extremely hard, and that takes a lot of energy, you know.
Really, it does.
It really does. And when I tell you a lot of energy, let me
Ooh.
Tell you, oh, my God.
I need a whole lot of Red Bulls for that one.
Well, that was in the other days, see. That was in the other days.
I'm talking about the energy drink. Ain't that what
it is?
That's the name of it, ain't it, Red Bull?
Yeah, that's the name of it. But that thing will have y'all, look, that'll have your heart racing so fast your head will be spinning.
You know, and I never mess with them. I've never messed with them. But it was a post that said that he, instead of mixing water, he mixed the Red Bull. He was going so fast, he forgot his car.
Yeah, it was supposed to be for coffee or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought, you put it up there, I think.
Yeah,
today.
I did.
Yeah.
I took it from somebody else's post. I thought it was cute.
Look, I read it, and
but
I was drinking my coffee.
It does take energy, patience, and everything.
It does. It really does. But, you know, what we're going to do, we're just going to go to a song. But I'm going to actually play a song that's been helping me out, you know, every single day. And I just keep playing it and playing it and playing it. And I hope that, you know, I know you'll be able to understand
Relate.
It because, yeah,
okay.
You have it. Your song is It Could Have Been Me. And I'm all over Marvin Sapp's new CD and his old CD and CD before. Yeah, I'm all over that. So I'm just going to play. We're going to go to a song, and we're going to come back and start taking some more callers. Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go back.
Well, welcome back, Sally. Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. I just want to share something with everyone. I did mention that we were having some technical difficulties, and I also said the devil is a lie because I have pressed four different songs, and none of the songs will play. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue on with the show, and we're going to get the volume to go down a tad bit somehow here. And we're going to bring on a couple more callers. And if we can just, yeah, hold the music. We're not going to play any music at all. And then until we can get this resolved. And then we'll just go on to another caller. But before we take the other caller, I just want to say that on behalf of GQ Palace as a whole and GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, that we do have to communicate with Blog Talk about this. There's nothing that we can do. So we just ask that everyone can just bear with us and just be patient with us as we try and fix the situation. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is Kia. Hi, guys. Happy New Year.
Hey, Kia. Happy New Year.
Hey, Kia. How are you?
I'm fine. Just coming from the hospital. My mother's not doing well, but she's doing okay now.
Oh,
so it's like if my mother's sick, it's like I'm sick. But she's doing fine, you know. So it's like, you know, on a little nerve thing when you hear something about, she has a stent.
Mm-hmm.
And I always always think with a stent, it's something like your heart or something. And my mother's too young to be having, like, you know, she refers to her heart issue. She has a stent. Her and my aunt, which I just found out, they both have stents. So something wasn't functioning right. It's like something wasn't functioning right. And I guess she got a little sick the other day,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, she got one of those cardiologists that's like, doesn't want her to come home until he's comfortable, so it makes me nerve-wracking that she stays longer past a day or 2 days, like, you know, more racing
mm-hmm.
in your phone by your ear, if you get a phone call, somebody's like, okay, what's the matter, what happened, you know.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, it's just something about, I'm every bit of my mother, I'm every bit of, totally different personality, but every bit of my mother. My mother's sick. It feels like I'm having a bad day. I'm telling y'all that right now. If my mother's not going well, but I'm not going well. But I'm every bit of my mother, but totally two different personalities. They don't even know how I am my mother's child. And it's not every bit of my mother. Y'all be like, oh my gosh, what's your mother? And they're like, oh my gosh, what's your... I'm totally opposite from my mother. Look, same with my mother, but I have none of her person, that sweet personality that, you know, I have every bit of everything from my father. Everything.
Aww.
But she's feeling much better. I'm, you know, I said, oh my God, what time it is? I gotta, you know, step out in the hallway, you know, family members are up here seeing her, gotta call, you know, Thursday, Sunday, and, you know, but she's resting comfortably, and, you know, she's going for a test tomorrow, which is gonna, you know, cool what she come home tomorrow or Tuesday. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like, you know, one of times where you like, you know, you leave, are you sure you're okay? I'm fine, Kia. I'm fine. God has been truly good to my mother. So it's just like, my mother's sick. It's like I'm sick. Like I'm, you know, because
mm-hmm.
anybody that
mm-hmm.
knows, that's the closest that's there. And it's like, you know, because I didn't even, and make it so bad, you guys. I didn't even know my mother was feeling well that day because when I called her on the cell phone, I told you about my older sister. God, pray for
uh-huh.
me. Pray for me, people. Pray for
yes.
me.
Yes.
Pray for me.
Yes.
Pray
yes.
for me. I'm like calling my mother. You're like, why don't you answer her phone? What's that?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you answer her phone? I call my other sister. She's like, can you help mommy at the hospital? Why don't you get to the hospital?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And I think we might have lost Kia, but Kia, we are definitely praying for your family. We're praying for you and your mom, and of course, we're gonna pray for your sister as well. Because of course, we've spoke. We have more than just Spiritual Sunday in common. So we're definitely gonna keep you and your family in prayers. We're actually, Kia's calling back in now. We're going to bring her back on.
You know how you got one of them too. I really have shared some stuff about my sister.
Yes, yes.
I did not know my mother was, because she was a tomb, well, you know, that she was up there. My other brother called me from Korea. My sister exaggerates things. You know, she's like, you're like.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. Kia, can you hear me? All right, so Kia's call dropped again, and Blog Talk is having some issues. Can everyone still hear me? T, can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what's going on, but we're just going to keep on going. I told y'all it was some issues going on, and, you know, we're going to review that real quick.
Long story short, you know, I'm like, no shit. I said, well, okay, that's okay. But when my mama found out, that was the end of the story. My mother is not the type of mother you play around with nonsense with.
That's right.
My mother don't deal with nonsense. My sister's probably picking up her face off that ground or whatever she's mama that has told her about. You know, picking it up. She's picking her face up. My mother's not black.
Mm-hmm.
My mother is like, well, why didn't Ken know? Oh, I thought that. You didn't say nothing. And she's reaping that. Anybody got the role of mama to have a talk with her? She's reaping that talk.
That's right. That's right. Because
my
mother she
put
wrong.
It to where she was wrong. My mother's. My mother really chewed her out. That's why I'm telling you. Love my mother, but when she's not feeling well, but she's so much better. So I'm real sure that she's okay. She said she was fine when I stepped out in the hall. I said, well, you're supposed to have my head. I caught your Sunday. But I'll be right back.
We thank you, of course, and Happy New Year to you. And we're going to keep praying for you and your family, Kia. And we know that she's gonna be all right.
She's fine. She's feisty as ever. You know, telling me, when I make sure this is whatever. I'm looking at myself. I'm doing that. You know, okay, mom. I'm not going there when I get home. I'm going to bed. I'm tired. When they fuss, did you do something? Oh, what are you telling me to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they
but she's well, and then. Yeah, but she had all her glands up there today. I know she's ready for all of them to go home now.
Oh,
she gets some rest.
Mm-hmm. But look, yeah, rest and peace and quiet.
Tomorrow. She sees all her glands and all her, but not all of us, the ones that's here, she saw them, her face like lit up. So, you know. She's fine. She just,
have
to do what she has to do and then come home. So, then I won't have to worry about keeping the phone glued to my pillow. You know how you got the phone on your top of your pillow while you're sleeping?
Oh, yeah.
And you're sleeping a lot, that phone call.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're worrying, but, I don't need to worry because I know she's okay.
But still, I think it's just us being human because sometimes it's like, I'm human.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it's nervous. It's when one of my siblings call, what's the matter? What happened? My kids? It's not there. I'll call me to ask you something. I'll call back. It's just nerves.
Right.
I like my mother to be nervous for me. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kia, we're going to bring on another caller, but I want to ask you a question real quick while we have you on the air. Do you believe that for 2014 that you're going to make a change, or do you think that everything you did in 2013, you played it safe and you would do it again? Because,
I don't think I played it safe.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank God for keeping me.
Amen.
Because he didn't have to keep me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I played it safe. You know, I thank God for, my mother always say, two good friends, grace and mercy.
Amen. Amen.
You know, my mother always say, looking like grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and that thing about being covered, no such thing as, you playing it safe, because he sees everything.
That's right. You might think it's safe, but
I didn't play nothing. I'm just grateful because it's just too many things that are just happening before our eyes.
Right.
And Revelation is speaking it right now. It's too much stuff is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people that I know that talk this nonsense about, you know, certain cult things, things like, and I don't like anybody, religion, anybody, whatever, but I do tell you what my grandmother always say, every knee will bow, and every tongue
right.
will confess. You call it how you want to call it, but you will bow, and you will confess.
That's
however
right.
your
Amen.
Journey, whether it's in the dark or in the light, he knows. He already knows.
That's right.
That's how I was brought up. My mother said, you can't come high nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother said, two good friends, grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
But we all
Amen.
Know he's a merciful God. We all should have been gone, stuff that we did.
Mm-hmm. Long time ago.
Everybody got some stuff. We were somewhere down here, and the next day we were, God has graciously mm-hmm. allowed us to wake up the next day.
Yeah. Well, Kia, hold on. We're just going to bring on one more caller. Welcome to Tiki Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is Angie.
Hi, Angie.
Hey, Angie. Hey. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Hey.
How's it going?
Great.
Oh,
God
good.
Is good.
God is definitely good all the time.
But my voice isn't up to par right now, but it's going great.
Listen, it happens. It happens. I feel you 100%.
Right,
I hear you 100%. Man, listen,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to complain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to complain.
Yeah.
I can, but I ain't. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Listen,
and
I was listening to some of the conversation, you know, how people, so many other people are going through things, and I just have to sit back. That could be me. But it's not. You know what I'm saying? It's not. I thank God. I thank and praise him for my life on today and the life of my children. Everybody is safe, you know, for the now. And the most important part of thanking and praising God on today, the word is today. Today is an important word because yesterday's history. Tomorrow is never promised. Today, we gotta focus on today. You know, even though people do have goals and different things like that. But right now, I'm good. Today, I'm good. So I just thank God for my life, health, and strength. So,
I've been telling everybody that I'm a work in progress. That's all I've been saying is I'm a work in progress. And,
that's
you
right.
know, and I'm not going to complain about it, you know, but I'm going to say that I'm thankful that I was able to see 2014. You know,
uh-huh.
I'm thankful, and I'm truly a work in progress, and I'm thankful for that. And
that's right.
I'm gonna work hard. You know, I'm gonna work
that's
hard.
That's right. Listen, I'm that wretched man undone too. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And
mm-hmm.
we all know that there's no plateau in Christ until the day you see him face to face. So every day we got something to work at. You know what I mean? Whether it's protecting yourself, protecting and loving yourself, or protecting and loving other people around you, or sharing something, helping somebody if you can. You know what I'm saying? Keeping your character checked, which is what I've been going through lately, you know, trying to keep my character checked because you know how the devil just gets busy and he throws things at you. And I had to check myself because he allowed me to get out of character a little bit. And I was like, you know what? This ain't me. Fall back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, got to do that. Because we know how the tongue could be. The tongue could be very deadly. And I know within myself how I get with my mouth. Like, listen, I'm not going to let you take it here. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
Go ahead with yourself. You
got
that one.
You got that's why we say we have to pray before we say something. We got like, Lord,
please.
Lord, you know she crazy.
Please help
Lord, let me just tell her this one thing real quick, Lord. Please let me tell her this one thing.
Oh. Oh, Lord.
I be saying that, Andy. My dear, I be like, Lord, you know she crazy. Just let me tell her this one thing real quick.
Well, look, my confession to that is years ago I used to say, okay, and my mom used to get so mad at me because I would get mad and I would say, God, forgive me for what I'm about to do, for what I'm
about
to say. And she used to get so mad at me talk about what you about to do and what you about to say. And then after I do it, and I don't act a fool and everything, and I don't curse somebody out, Then she said, she'll always say to me, do you think he forgave you? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. I prayed first, yep. Remember? I prayed first, you know.
Uh-huh.
But, yes, listen, we spoke earlier about just how powerful your tongue really is.
Oh,
mm.
Yeah.
Let
yeah,
me tell you
we
something.
About it. We did. We spoke about it.
It's like mm-hmm. it's like a barrel of arsenic.
Yeah.
You could
yeah.
say something, and even though you apologize after saying it, it's too late. You already said it.
You already
right.
said it.
Right.
It does something to the mind then. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? It
mm-hmm.
does something to you, whether it's yours or somebody else. Either it's going to have you feeling guilty or have the other person feeling bad. But, it,
right.
you know, so it's that's why they, my mother always say, think twice and speak once. Because
that's right.
once you say
yeah.
something, you can't take it back.
You can't
I don't
take
care
it
how
back.
Many times you say sorry. You know,
mm-hmm.
so that's why it's important for us to speak good. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And pray for our enemies. That just
right
that helps you keep yourself in line, keep yourself intact. You know. So and I heard the question. Huh?
Go ahead. No, go ahead because I'm gonna ask you another question. But go ahead.
Okay. No, I was gonna say the question that you asked Kia about the 2013. Did I play
right.
it safe?
Mm-hmm.
Or what was the second part to that? If do I play it?
Yeah. Would you change?
I'm
would
looking for the change. Change as in growth change and for the better. I pray that if I did anything to anybody in 2013 to cause them any hurt, harm, or danger, that they may forgive me. You know, that whether a commission or a mission, you know. So,
I'm
looking for spiritual change and growth,
right,
you know.
Right.
So. Start doing a little better by God.
You know what?
By
God. You know that walk being hard. You know how that walk being hard? It's really hard. It's like you got to persevere
it
that
is.
Walk.
It is
you
hard.
Gotta persevere
that
walk.
It is
but
hard.
But like you say it because if somebody always calls you, always, you like, you know what? You know what?
Because you already know what you're capable of doing.
You already know
what you're capable of. I know what I'm
That's
capable
right.
of. I know I will snap on you. I will tell you off in not good words. So, you know,
right.
please,
right.
let me remove myself from this situation.
Yep.
Right, and we got to remember that life and death is in the power of the tongue, and we have to remember
that.
It's in the
tongue.
Power of the tongue. When I tell you, it's so deadly. It's so deadly.
It's sharp as I don't know what.
It's something serious, and sometimes it get going. You don't even realize that it's going. It's just going.
Well, that used to be me. I'm not gonna lie. That used to be me.
Mm-hmm.
I can keep on going and keep on going. And somebody will say, "Do you remember what you just said?" Yeah, I remember. I could tell them exactly what I had just said. But then they're like, "Well, do you understand what you just said?" Yeah, I do. Okay, so you know you just hurt that person's feelings, right? Okay,
right.
But I didn't mean to hurt their feelings. I was just expressing, you know. But now that I'm older and I'm growing, I always pray that God helps me with my tongue because my tongue hurt before.
Yes.
I can release a tongue lashing that's out of this world, and that's how I know in my heart that you know what? You need to pray for this tongue right here because when you start speaking, you need to take that negative and make that the positive.
When you
really going to try and deliver someone a tongue lashing, instead of giving them that lashing, reverse it. Don't give them the lashing. Give them that positive side of it.
Encourage them.
Enlighten them.
Give them some kind of praise.
Exactly. Because that's going to hurt them more.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're taking them extra few seconds of cursing them out.
That's
you know,
true.
But you know what? I always say, Lavina, those people deserve, you know, if you talk like me, well, she wouldn't have said something if she needed to be told right. And my mother, well, she does not make it right. I said, well, this two right here made it right.
I always say,
let me tell y'all something. I was, don't say nothing and don't expect me not to say something because I will fight. And it didn't affect my mother. I was like, oh, yeah, she said it. And the first thing my mother would say is, Kia, two things don't make it right.
Yeah.
And I used to be like, well, this too.
It's hard
to
turn that other cheek sometimes. That's why you have to constantly pray for yourself. Like, listen, Lord, I'm going to need you right now because I don't know what I'm going to do next.
Mm-hmm.
I really
That's
don't.
Right.
I don't know what I'm going to do next, but I know what I'm capable of doing, and I need you to check that. I need you to check that, you know.
Because when I tell you, like, I'm happy that, you know, I am able, like, I was telling everyone that part of, like, my New Year's resolution was that before I usually just, like, oh, okay, all right, yeah, okay, but then my feelings would be hurt and I feel some kind of way, you know. But I said the new me, the transformed me, is going to explain how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to pray first to find the words to tell you, you know.
Yeah.
But I want you to know how you made me feel when you said something
exactly.
or you did something.
I'm going to let you know
you
that.
Know the next time, you know, that you want to say something or do something, you'll know how it makes me feel. Because I feel
you just say, yeah, okay.
Well, see, with certain people. With certain people, I have learned to bite my tongue. And when I tell you, it's called, my mama told me that it was called, like, you know, like, you just want to keep the peace, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to ruffle
right.
any feathers. You want to keep the peace. And my thing
right.
was, is by me keeping the peace with certain people and certain aspects of my life, it's causing me to have more drama and more pain. And I don't want to feel that pain.
I
don't
want to
feel
right.
that drama. So
it needs to be released.
If I can release it on a perfect stranger, then why can't I release it on my family members? Why can't
That's
I release
right.
it in my daily struggle? You know,
That's
why do I have
saying.
To hold it in? So now I'm working on expressing myself. Like, this is how I feel. This is how you made me feel. I'm not cursing. I'm not moving my neck. I'm not snapping
right.
my fingers.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I'm not doing any
right.
of that.
It's
you
all
know.
About the deliverance. Exactly.
Exactly.
And how you deliver the message. I'm not going to yell and scream. I want you to actually hear what I'm saying. So we're going
to
speak about it.
Lavina, they'll come at you in a different way because, believe me, don't nobody in my family come at me asking me nothing because it's just this look that I have. They can bring her back to me over here asking me nothing. That's my look. My mother may not like it. Believe me, I'm every bit of my father. My grandmother always saying, if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. And he was like, did you see so-and-so? You know, goodness, wasn't nobody in the family like her. Why are we over even talking about her? Mommy says you don't have nothing left to say. Keep your mouth shut.
Keep it to yourself.
Yep.
Oh, please. Lavina, you said you had another question.
My question, of course I had one, right? And then it, like, left my mind because I always just wing everything,
it's
you know.
Okay.
But the question I believe I was going to ask was, you know, when you speak to someone, and we were actually talking about it a few minutes ago, and we were saying how, you know, someone says something and they know that they hurt your feelings, or, you know, you feel some kind of way about it. And it's not just when that person is upset that they're able to give you a tongue lashing, but do you think that when someone speaks their mind to you and they're telling you the truth, but they know that it hurts your feelings, so then they come back and they say, I'm sorry. Do you believe, are you quick to forgive that person for saying that they're sorry, or do you just accept what they just said? Meaning,
I wouldn't be so quick to forgive. I'm going to tell you the truth. I wouldn't be quick to forgive simply because now I know how you really feel about the situation. You understand what I'm saying, truth or not?
Right.
You understand
right.
what I'm saying? When a person tells you how they really feel, you're supposed to examine that. Now I'm examining it, so I can't say that I automatically forgive you. You understand what I'm saying?
I
thank you. I thank you for telling me the truth. You understand what I'm saying? Now I got to sit back and examine this. I have to examine it before I actually say, do I forgive them or whatever. You understand?
Right.
So, because now how long has this truth been built up in you to where now you want to say something? You understand what I'm saying? Like
exactly.
they're trying to gather more things to look for a downfall or whatever the truth, you know, whatever the situation is, and then now you want to come at me that now it's at this big problem. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? When
yep.
if you've seen this at the beginning of a problem where you could have actually intercepted, then you could have said something then. It might not
right.
would have been as detrimental. So now that you want to hurt my feelings, like now you intentionally want me hurt. So
right.
That's why I say, ladies, everybody just
If you got something to say, say it. Do not candy coat my face.
Yeah. Don't let it build up.
I do not believe in candy coat in anything. I do not believe in doing nothing like that.
Like I said again, it all goes back to deliverance because you could be you could be loud and right and it'll make you wrong.
I'm just saying.
Simply because it's how you deliver it is how people take it. That's why what Lavina was just saying. Now I'm not gonna curse and scream at you or whatever. But I am gonna let you know how I feel.
That's
what I'm saying.
A person that can handle that. That's somebody you know who has really walked spiritually.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You can tell a difference if somebody has walked that walk. You know, I still got some growth to go because I know that's
I still got some growth to do. I hear you. High five on that. I still got some growth to do.
Well, I got a lot of. Don't call me no mess. Don't get me wrong. Don't call me no mess because I'm going to believe me. Before we even leave, try to get in there and talk about. What the hell is that? Let me go find out.
Mm-mm.
Yep. That's how I am. God knows. Mm.
But you know what? Like, if I ever sat, and you know, Angie, we're all new, you know, to each other. You know,
right.
Some of us really know, you know, the down story of everything. You know,
right? Mm-hmm.
If I actually sat off the record and told everybody my testimony,
mm-hmm.
I think you guys would really understand exactly where I'm coming from when I tell you, I have grown a lot. You know, I've grown a lot
and God
in my life.
And that's good.
And God has been extremely good to me. You
and
know,
that's
you
what it takes. Amen. Amen. That's what it takes.
And you know what? That I was crying.
You testify
and,
to
you
that
know.
Now. You understand what I'm saying?
Because somebody else said that they try to get that same work you're doing. Because somebody else is working with the same thing you're doing. So when you
definitely
testify and give a testimony, somebody else going through that. So somebody else, you know, can, like, you know, listen to what you're saying. I'm like, well, I'm going to do the same thing she's going. I need her strength. I need her strength.
Right. I hear what you're saying. They look at Lavina, especially the ones that actually know your story, be like, wow, she's really changed.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
She's really changed. And you want people to have, you don't want to be that one to walk in a room and you're sitting around and they're like that one person to suck all the energy and the life out of the room when they walk in. We're like, oh, God, here she comes.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You don't want that kind of image. Not that you're out here to please anybody, but you still don't want that type of image.
You don't want it.
You don't want that. I know I don't. And I try to teach my children that, too. You know, it's important how you display yourself because people will judge you, even though they don't hold that power, but they will.
And that's the key. Now, they'll judge you no matter what.
They're going to judge you.
They will judge you. They're going to see your walk regardless. They're going to see how you walk it in God. They're going to see that. They're going to see the change. You don't even have to tell nobody about no change. You don't have to tell nobody about nothing. Because you know what? A true person of God is going to know that walk.
It's going to show. You don't need to walk around with no big Bible. You don't need to wear no crosses anywhere on your body. Your presence alone will tell them how you live. You understand what I'm saying? Like, wow, she's a good person. You understand what I'm saying? She or he, they're a good person. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing but Christ. And the only ones that can't accept him is the ones that are against him. So
exactly. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else really to be said about that.
That's right. So when I tell you, ladies, I'm thankful, but the sad part about it is I'm just seeing the transformation that I made now. I'm seeing it now. You know, where before other people were able to say, "Wow, I see a difference," you know, in you, or "Are you okay?"
Yep.
You know, you feeling okay because you're not really, you know, usually you're that firecracker that's about to explode, but you're
mellow
now. Are you okay?
They think it's something wrong because it ain't nothing wrong.
He's allowing you to go back to look back at it. He's not allowing you to go back to that. But he's allowing you to see the fruit of his life and what you have done and how far you have come.
Yes.
Right.
And you know how far you have come when you look
at it. And that's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing. I'm like that too, Lavina. When I'm telling you on Monday nights when I go to church and so many people come to me and say, you know what, we just – thank you for your courageousness. and your honesty, and we see the growth. You understand what I'm saying? When I first started going, I used to cry and cry all the time about guilt, whatever, for whatever situation. I would cry about it. Now I can actually smile about it. You know what I'm saying? Now I smile about the things that I've done because I've learned from them. I've learned not to say again that I'm perfect and that I'm not done. I'm still that wretched man undone. I work in progress. But I'm not what I used to be. I'm not where I should be, but I'm not what I used to be. So
amen.
Christ that can do that.
Right. I was always told he's the same God through all the struggle, the same God
yesterday, today, and always.
Yep. So it's the same God. He already knows. So it's like you just don't know it yet, but he's the same God.
That's one thing that never changes, and that's his word. His word never changes. Never.
Mm-hmm.
And it was there before, and at the beginning of time, and it's going to be there at the end. Everything that we see with the naked eye will be destroyed, but the word of God remains forever.
That's right. Amen.
Revelation is speaking itself right now.
Revelation
is speaking itself right now.
Yep.
When they were just talking about when mothers would be against mothers, fathers would be against fathers, so they were just talking about that when that this guy killed his mother for the her insurance money, and he was all on Facebook. We're living Revelation now.
I'm telling you, people killing their babies and all kind of nonsense.
Revelation
it's trouble in the land. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy. But like I forgot we were discussing it at about free will. How free will, it might sound free, but it ain't really free, because free will will give you the opportunity to go in there and tell your boss off, and it's going to cost you your job. So do you really call that free will?
Exactly.
Do you really call that free? You go in there, you have the freedom to go in there and speak what you want to, but it might cost you something.
I'm going to tell you, I know come tomorrow morning, I'm going to have to make sure that I have my situation all together, because you know we had that bad snowstorm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some jobs have the policy of if you don't come into work, you can't use your sick time, your personal time, holiday time. You can't use any of your time.
Yes.
So the only problem that I've had with that is that if the major highways are closed,
shut
how
down.
Are you supposed to get there?
Yeah, exactly.
So
they can't do nothing. If it's a legal state of emergency, they can't do nothing. That's the law.
And there was a state of emergency. The governor himself shut
the state
of
emergency
down.
If Governor Cuomo called the state of emergency, they can't do nothing. If Governor Christie called the state of emergency, they can't do nothing. That's
the
law.
They cannot do anything. They closed our job. They call that a special day, and they pay for that.
Yeah.
Well, last year, at a hospital. You know, I work at a psychiatric hospital. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So last year, they had the same. I want to say last year or the year before, they had the same exact thing. The bridges were closed. You know, so I wasn't able to get there. Now this year, I said, you know what, I'm going to stay on Long Island, you know, because I don't want to take the chance with the bridge. So I'm going to stay on Long Island.
Right.
Tell me why. Well, on Long Island, it was a state of emergency, and the LIE and everything was all closed.
Yep, LIE, Sunrise, all of that was closed down.
Right, and if you went on it, you were going to get a misdemeanor ticket or whatever.
That's right. If you were going to get ticketed.
So my thing is, so I can't use my time then? Because that was a state of emergency.
That was, you should be allowed to use your time, because you had no control over that. And plus, that's an act of nature. You cannot fight the forces of nature. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know why they do that. But again, you couldn't get there. What did they want you to do? Crawl in the snow? Really? Were you going to leave my job? That's what I told my job. I said, if you're going to be open on Friday, somebody from here is going to have to come pick me up.
Well, they told me that I could leave from Long Island the night before at 10 o'clock at night. This way, by the time I get out there, the LIE will still be open, and I could spend the night at the job. They'll supply us with breakfast and allow me to sleep there and pay me straight time, so this way
so
I can still do my shift.
So what you were supposed to do with your family?
So I said, what about my daughter?
Yeah, what you
about
supposed
her?
To do with her?
You know, so I'm curious to see how this is going to work out tomorrow. Everybody
is texting and calling, talking about, I hope you're ready for tomorrow, because everybody said they're not paying, they're not paying. I said, okay, they're going to pay. You know, is it,
yeah,
to me,
no.
I believe that it has to be against the law for them not to pay.
Yeah, that should really
emergency.
Be against the law. Yeah, yeah, that should
you
be
know.
Against the law, really. Yeah.
So
no.
I'm curious.
While they sitting in their warm houses dictating something, shut up. Ooh,
and you know they were, right?
They go my mouth. They go my mouth.
See, there you go. There you go. But you know they were, right? But
oh,
you know
I already
they were.
Know. I already
even
know.
Even on New Year's Eve, they weren't even there. Okay.
I'm sure they weren't. They were home with their families. Listen.
Trying to contradict what we gonna do on New Year's. Talk about. Oh well, I think that you guys should do this with the kids and do this with the kids. I said, I'm sorry, do what? I'm off. We were overstaffed. I said I was going to be off. I got time.
Yeah,
I
know that's right.
I need my time and stay home. I'm not
that.
Coming up in there. And they already made
that.
The announcement these kids talking about they're going to turn up to. I said, I'm going to get Kevin Hart. If I ever get a chance to see Kevin Hart, I'm going to get him.
Yeah,
turn up.
This is crazy because we were just talking about that. That's one word I really do not want to hear. I did not hear it in my house.
Imagine how I feel then, right? I work at a hospital, and whenever they about to fight or act a fool, they always say, I'm about to turn up. And then they say turn up with so much energy. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm really about to do some damage. I'm going to turn up, Miss Polite. You ready? I'm going to turn up, Miss Polite.
Oh,
and
God.
I tell them quickly, you turn up. We about to turn down as quickly as possible. So
yep.
I hope you ready.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
I let
yeah,
them know
turn up
in
if you want to. You're just going to be unplugged. Yeah, keep it up.
When I tell you.
Turn it up
so
and I'm going to unplug it.
So now, I just said, you know what, I hope and pray that the same way how, like, management and them did not come in, that I hope that they do understand that a lot of people could not physically get there. You know what I mean?
Physically get there. And there's nothing they can do about that. And y'all should not be penalized for that. No. I'm sorry. No.
Look, we about to see. But I was praying for a new job anyway. But I just said, you know, I'm going to stay until God opens the door for me to have a different job. But I'm
going
to stay at this job for right now. But I'm praying on a new job, you know, that God's going to open the door for me.
He opens up other doors.
Oh, he does now. He's going to take you. He might take you through the storm. You might be going through the storm while it's happening. But just know that there's better days.
My mother always said you count it all joy, right?
Count it all joy.
Now,
but you know, it's
gonna
work itself out because they can't do that. They can't do that.
Well, look, I'm curious to see, but I'm gonna keep y'all posted. I'm gonna definitely inbox y'all and let y'all know.
That ain't nothing to worry about going in there. You already know you are already prayed up. You going in there prayed up with the right mind. This is the new year. You ain't ready. You ain't about to hear that mess.
I know that.
That's
right.
I always tell them. I'm like, please, no, I'm not trying to hear that mess.
Right, yeah, not today. Today ain't the day, and tomorrow don't look promising. So, please, not today.
You know, you're going in before you even say something. You said, God is good. And you always said, I'm going to work for it all times. This phrase is like a feeling in my mouth. Why they even talk? You humming that in your head. You're like, I'm going to work for it all times. They don't know.
I know they're going to feel some kind of way when I walk in there smiling because everybody been asking, what you smiling for? I don't know. I'm just happy.
God is good.
I'm just happy. Why got to be something? I just like to smile.
When I tell you, I'm just like, you know what? Okay, it is what it is. I got the phone call at home already, you know, about my coworker. He got beat up at the job by one of the pregnant girls. And, you know, he wants me to be Miss Fix It come tomorrow. And I just said, you know what, you got the whole weekend, pray about it. Oh, you know I'm not praying. I said, okay, then you don't want God to fix it then.
Nope, you don't want it to be fixed.
You're not pray on it, then you don't want it to be fixed.
Because we here
think
nothing
you have
on
the
our
solution.
Own.
Because I can't sit there and pray for you, you know. I can pray, you know, and I hope God, you know, allows us to be able to work in peace and safe and, you know, and our safety is secure and this, that, and the other. But at the same time, if you're not sitting there praying for what you did wrong, then I don't know what to tell you.
Then what you do is not even going to matter.
What
you pray about. Well, that's what I always, I was just talking to my son about that.
Excellent job.
I pray for you.
T, hold on. Angie.
Uh-huh.
Angie. T.
Okay.
If you don't mute your phone, you are
you
on
hear it, right?
Sunday watching the game. I'm going to have to mute you. I'm going to have to mute you. See, but look, on that note, yes, yes, power of the switchboard. Okay, we have to mute T because she watched it again. But I do want to, it's about 9:05, and we do have Brother Scribby coming on. He's the host of Crossroad Temple. So we have him coming on, and he is, he's ready. Okay, he is ready. So before we end, Key, I just want to just tell you that we're definitely praying for you and your, you and your mom and you and your family as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. For the GQ Powers family, the hosts, all the hosts and co-hosts, you know, we're praying for everyone and their families as well.
Yes.
T, we're praying for you also to let you know you can't be on the radio watching the game, yelling for the game.
I know. Yeah, screaming all in the background. Where they do that at, T?
I know. We can't.
I know that game. I came out from watching it. I know. T, you know I'm praying for you today because I know that voice was something else today. Yesterday.
Yeah. So on that note, I'm just going to say everybody, please have a blessed and safe week. And we look
you
forward
well.
To speaking to everyone. Thank you so much. We look forward to speaking to everybody next week. And God bless you all and have a safe trip and to your journey into work every day. And God bless you all. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. bless everybody. Happy New Year. This is Brother Timothy right here. Welcome to the Crossroads Temple Gospel Show, a.k.a. Scribby from Hartley. We're here again. It's been a long week, long couple of weeks. But God is good. He pulled us through. We're here. And we just give thanks for that. You know, I hope everybody had a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, you know, and a Happy New Year. All of y'all will in my prayers. And I thank you for all your prayers. We receive them all. God is good. You know, give us a call if you got any shout-outs, you want to, anything you want to say about the holidays, anybody special you want to send love to. You can hit us at 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get on the air, or just listen to the radio station on your phone. We here. Crossroads Temple Show. Scribby right here. I got a new dude for you. He's real good. The music is fire. Been a while, and we're just going to take it back, you know. This guy's name here is called Sicko. He's a good rapper, gospel rapper, praise God. The name of this song is called First Step. I hope y'all enjoy it. Sicko right here, First Step.
I just wanna take a second, I'm going crazy,
right?
They say the sun is out, for me it been snowing lately,
right?
Hunger on the race of things that used to motivate me,
right?
And these little dudes tempting me to show them crazy,
huh.
Wind blowing through the window, prime time sweating, got me stuck up on my bench flow. But the storm ain't over, it's still raining, so go figure why I'm still out in the field banging. I don't feel painin', I got used to it. I see the storm coming, I just move through it. I gotta pray to make it, spend so much time trying to embrace it, cause I'm dying to be favored. Read through all the specs, but only abide by the basics. Slow paper done divided me from what's sacred. Hatred in the heart, I don't like it, I know it's wrong, but me protecting me is the way I've been holding on. Cause I've been through it so frequent, I know the storm, and it's accumulating, so I resume with patience. And when I make it to the top, I got some rumors waiting. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth.
You gave me life, so I'm trying to give you back all this pain, cause it just ain't right. Where it's gonna make me go insane, cause I trusted you. I gave you all of my heart, but it just keeps falling apart, and I'm right back here at the start, trying to do it again.
We ain't got it together, we ain't riding together, but they ain't rotting together. Cause they ain't plotting to sell her. Ego high to the measure, now who's hotter than pepper? Calm your little nerves and move your mind off the metal. How you moving? Cause my focus is who's designing my pedal. Need a little bit of bread, but I'm entwined with the light. Cause I'm just trying to become like a designer to Christ.
Like a designer to Christ.
But if you fine with your life, then you can shine with the trife. But I'm with mine for the nine. Me, I'm on the good side, hood side still. Got a testimony crazy and it's worth a couple mil. I know a dude who know a dude, they like brothers, for real. And he put out words
his own brother probably swear.
I'm like probably for real with that poverty appeal. I bang the doors down, hit my will.
Listen.
I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth.
You gave me life, so I'm trying to give you back all this pain, cause it just ain't right. I swear it's gonna make me go insane, cause I trusted you. I gave you all of my heart, but it just keeps falling apart. And I'm right back here at the start, trying to do it again. Trying to do it again. I gotta do it again.
I'ma trust in you. I'ma trust in you.
That was First Step by my man Sicko. You know, I give a lot of props to my dudes doing that gospel rap. You know, it's hard because a lot of people don't, you know, they're listening for the boom bip and they're not really stepping for the message. And these brothers are stepping forward and putting their first foot forward with God and mixing it with the rap. And I just appreciate it. You know, for some brothers in the streets, that's the only Bible they're going to get close to for right now. So I give props to my man Sicko for that joining and for stepping up and being a man of God, you know. Next song we're going to get into is by my man Omar Khalil from Tony. It's called Higher, you know, and I feel it's the perfect song for the new year, you know what I mean? Let's take it to another level. Let's take it a little higher, you know, as we stay in the streets, time to turn it up. So this one here is by Mark Carlisle called Higher. Bless me.
They saw me coming, but they didn't know what to think. They didn't think this could happen, wasn't really sure of me. I'll try to keep on moving, I won't trip off what they say. And I know that they'll keep hating on me each and every day. I gotta keep moving, yeah, yeah. I keep on praying, yeah, yeah. Gotta stay faithful, yeah, yeah. I got to get higher, yeah, yeah.
Get high.
keep on pushing.
Higher by my man Amar Khalil. Amar Khalil, excuse me. My man right there. That song always brings me joy, and it's the new year, and that's what we're trying to be filled up with, is the spirit of joy and the spirit of love with the mercy and grace of God. I want to give a big shout out, though, to my brother, my man, my blood in Christ, Roberto Marino. You know, good dude, man. Been in my life for many, many, many years, and when times got rough, he came through, you know, he was there. I also want to give a shout out to my man, Christopher Garcia, a.k.a. Baba. You know, these are brothers that came through for me when the times was rough, you know what I mean? They came right to the front door, and that's what it's about, you know what I mean? Sticking together, being family, looking out for each other, you know. Shout out to my sons, Haji and Bachan, Elijah, Karan, you know what I mean? Chase and Lyric, my daughters, we good here, you heard? I love y'all. Happy New Year's, baby. One thing I can tell y'all is this, man. God don't never fail. His promise is always a promise, you know what I mean? And he always keeps them, you know, but never look forward in your time. It's always in his time, you know what I mean? What might be 5 years, maybe a minute to God, but he always comes through. You know, God is good. God is great all the time, you know? And speaking of promises, we're going to get into this song called Promise by my friend. My good, good friend, my sister in Christ, Terry Smalls. It's a beautiful album. Y'all got to get it. And I hope you enjoy this song. It's called Promise. Let's get it.
Never leave. Do you understand that a promise is a promise? And if God has
said it's a long story,
you all know we're gonna do it.
Yeah,
we're gonna do it.
My girl right there. A promise is a promise. God says he will never leave or forsake us. You better remember that message right there, man. Promise is a promise and God is good. I want to shout out my girl Cat Gonzalez, you know, my boy Scratch from the Hollow, my young man Junior R, you know what I mean? Stone's little son up in the studio getting it all day long. Y'all going to be hearing from him soon. You know, a lot of big shout-outs in there. I want to give a shout-out to my man, Matthew Burke. You know, love you, homie. Thank you, man, for all that you've done. Once again, big shout-out to my man, Chris Garcia, a.k.a. Baba, and my man, Roberto Marino. You know what I mean? Shout-out to the Rough House Survivors, Harley Housen. It's been good, man. It's been a good year. We're going to start another one, and on a good note, too. You heard? Get your money, count your pennies, your dollars, and follow, man, and keep in prayer. This next joint we're going to get into is called Joy by my man JP, a.k.a. John Parker. You got to believe it when you believe it, man. There's joy in the word of God. So let's get into that right here. Scribby Hartley.
Pick up the word, cause I'm about to spit a holy verse. I'm coming from James 1 and 2, and it's talking about me and you. It says, my brother, and count it all joy when temptation's coming for you. See what that means is lay back, sit back, relax, and let the devil play his hand. Patience is a virtue, you are just a man. It's all in God's hands. See, you're too blessed to be stressed, no matter what the test. Cause God never fails you yet. Won't worry, won't fret. But y'all don't hear me though. Just the believers make some noise. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright.
Oh, yeah.
Keep my mind on him. Never ever what I want and need to make ends meet. He's my supply, my every desire. Even when I gotta go through the fire, that's why I hold my head high. I'm looking for the Lord to crack the sky. And it won't be long. I just gotta keep the faith and stay strong. Cause the struggle is real out here. Gotta watch the devil cause he don't play fair. I'm just trying to win, never mind lose. If for God I die, then it's God I'll choose. I'll even go to extremes to win the souls from Christ my King.
Cause a kid gotta sell dope, so the opposite girl won't be his foe. And this goes down in everybody's life. As soon as you get some more dough and buy some ice, Bentley coupes, fatigue, Tim boots. Got the king outside and he picking his recruits. And he got his men outside the school to see which next kid he gonna turn to his next fool. It ain't cool, parents mad cause they child brains are stolen, or probably rolling in the bins that's stolen. Rhyme with dark sense and jail with the next place to be sent. But y'all, you said you waiting on your next hit. Well, I'm waiting on my next bar to spit. And in the hood, it's a good fit. You wanna know why?
Why?
Cause ASAP is behind it, this joy.
Joy by my man J.P. Parker. Beautiful song, beautiful album. You know, y'all gotta go get it. You can find that song on iTunes. It's called I Rock With One Name, Jesus, by J.P. Parker. You can get that on iTunes. I want to give another shout out or two, you know, my girl Shalora Jackson from Hartley Housing, you know, my little niece Nene and Jamie. I love y'all. Happy New Year's, you know. Shout out to Kelly and everybody, the whole family, my Auntie Lane, Ori, Zach, you know, the whole family. We love y'all, man. That's what we do here at Crossroads Temple Gospel Show. Also want to give a big shout out to Rich Money, you know what I mean, the mayor, the whole family, the GQ Click, you know how we do, man. Scribby right here, Hartley. And once again, you know, just giving thanks and praise for my little man Giovanni, man. We thank y'all for the prayers and the blessings that came in, you know. It was well needed, you know, but good place, good spot right now. He's better than all of us, you know. Give thanks to God. This next song we're going to get into is called Nothing Better Than You by Danita Gibbs. I hope that y'all enjoy this because nothing is better than Jesus. I know you know. Once again, big shout out to Shalon, Nene, and Jamie. Scrippy right here.
Not better.
Janita Gibbs, Nothing Better Than You. I know y'all enjoyed that song. That was beautiful, you know. The phones is ringing, the Texas is popping, people was calling in, you know, stay on the line. There's a lot of people on the line. Y'all just hang in there, be patient with us. Remember to press the 1 if you want to get in the air and speak to me and you know, give a shout out to your family or your loved ones. I'm going to give a shout out, though, to my man Sean Stepp. He's out there in the streets listening to us in his whip, brand new whip at that, you heard? We got Kenny Tate. He's on the line, you know, he's in the building. To my man Honcho, you know, a.k.a. John Carter, I love you, baby. He's always checking in on us, too, man. It's a beautiful thing. This song right here, I want to dedicate to Kevin Brickle, Cuckoo Brickle, a.k.a. Say Cool, you know, Twin Ty Terror, you know, my brother Rap Record, Restless, Steelio. I want to dedicate this one to y'all because y'all the new road rappers, you know what I mean? My man Swerve, you know what I mean? We can't forget you, homie. Yo, everybody's out there doing it real big. Flo, this one is dedicated to y'all, man. This is Vital Lens, man, by Beautiful Eulogy. Let's get into it. Enjoy it.
Yep, this is a reintroduction plus some practical perspective for those of us indeed who are in need of complete vision correction. The only thing that's required is a lens that's genuinely objective and a minute of your time to wrap your mind around divine perception. Cause even the most mindless and spiritually blind can be the spectator in a theater of God's magnificent design. If you would incline your ears and your eyes to these sounds and these signs, we would attempt to rightly refine and align your crooked sight, but we not implying that a sunset or an ocean can begin to set in mind when the Son of Man began to set in redemptive motion. For morals, meaning, and devotion, heart, mind, and emotion, substance, significance, and truth cannot be explained or reduced to a big bang explosion. Because his character and nature cannot be known through natural revelation, or shown through random acts or figments of your imagination. We, the beautiful eulogy, attempt to communicate audibly and visually to help you hear and see the glory of God clearly. Your love everlasting. I start where I finish, pick it back up where I left it. I'm just a man of unclean lips. I've only seen a glimpse, but everywhere I look I see his fingerprints. All things were made through him. We received his revelation, so we reflect it when we breathe. And the concepts we conceive are born of spiritual seed, manifest in a material realm as musical composition. The rhythm of heartbeats transformed by the gospel and godly wisdom. I'm an instrument of his mercy, unworthy but still he uses me. The beauty of the eulogy, through his death we are truly free. Free indeed, the condemnation and the bondage of our sin was abolished on the cross, and he alone accomplished it. God made himself known, exposing his own nature and his glory through his Son, the revelation of our Savior, the fullness of God born in human form, deity in the flesh. We need the Spirit and the Word to open our eyes so we can see correct the vital lens.
Forward, you know, that's all you got to do is trust in God, you know what I mean, use your vital lens, you know, your vital lens is your third eye, your spirit, your body, your soul, you know, use it, it works for you, you know. Got my man Thomas Greenwood, a.k.a. Tommy Greenwood, you know, my man Kwame Dixon from Harley, we got Mia from Harley, We got Swigger from Harley on the tech end. I got my man, my brother, my blood, you heard? My man Yimes Green, you know, doing what he do. I got my little, my son's aunt on the line, you know, Tawana Richards, and my man from Florida, Derek Doc B, you heard? And everybody's just checking in and enjoying the word of God through rap, through singing, and just doing what we do, taking time out, giving God an hour to just relax and, you know, listen to the good word and to the good music, you know what I mean? God is great. Got a brother that came to me a couple of days ago, and he said to me, you know, Scooby, we ain't heard you on the air in a minute. I could tell you're playing repeats. You know, I'm praying for you to get the thing back together so you can get back on that air, because it's a pleasure listening to you, and I appreciate you, homie, you know what I mean? I heard you when you said it. So, you know, this one right here is for you, King. I need the old, I need thee every hour, I need thee, oh, bless me, take me now, my Savior, I come. I need thee, oh, I need thee, hey, every hour, I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you.
Listen, the lines is flooded. All y'all got to do is press the number one if you're listening on your phone, and you can get on the air and give me a shout out. Give your peoples a shout out. Give God a shout out. You know, that's how we do it here, man. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. It's just the air. We breathe it every day. You know, press number one and holler at your man. Brother Timothy, Scribby right here, Hartley. This new song we got is by a good friend called St. Clair. It's called I Need Jesus. I think we all need Jesus. I think we all need to stop fronting, put away the facades, and just get to Jesus. As hard as it is, and all the stuff that we're going through, rent, bills, cable, whatever, chunk change, big change, we all need God. We got to stop looking to flesh and looking to your friends to help you out. You know what I mean? We got to turn to God. God is the key to everything. You wake up tomorrow with that check in your mailbox. You know what I mean? You wake up tomorrow and get that good news when you step in the job that you got a promotion. You know, you just wake up. It's the best promotion of all. You know what I mean? Just waking up. So give God thanks, man. We're going to get into this new song by St. Clair. It's called I Need Jesus. Scribby right here. Hartley.
I need Jesus. You need Jesus.
We need Jesus.
Everybody needs him. Yeah.
Every time I turn around, every time I turn around, every time I turn around, every time I turn around,
I need Jesus.
Yeah,
I need Jesus. Yeah,
I
need Jesus. I need Jesus. I just got a shout out from my mama, Gwen Wilder, all the way down in ATL. You know, she's doing what she do. We love you, mama. You know, take care of yourself. Keep praising God, you know, and stay strong for CBO, you know, and Big Keon. Stay strong for them boys. You know, they need you, mama. We need you, and we love you. You know, good looking for that shout out. Always, we love you. You heard? I also got my man X-Ray and my man C-Man and Bazooka Joe in the line. We doing good. Things is good. God is good. We love y'all, man. Thank you for hollering. You know, repent, man. You know, that's a good word for the new year, repent. You know what I mean? Repent for your sins. You know, if you did somebody wrong in 2013, whether they accept your apology or not, go face that man. Go face that woman and apologize for your actions and your words, you know, and then clear your slate and keep it moving. If they don't forgive you, you know, that's on them. You know what I mean? What God says to forgive, man, and let live. So, you know, ask that person to forgive you for the sins or the crimes you may have committed against them. And move on, you know what I mean? Get your stripes back. Keep it moving for 2014. Give a shout out to Hanifa Dixon, you know, Carla Dixon, Dara Dixon, Kwame Dixon. Speaking of the Dixons, I got my man Kwame Dixon on the line right now. What's good, Ski?
Hello?
What's good, beloved?
Hello, how you doing? What's going on?
Man, I'm good, King. You already know, man. Had a little fallback, but, you know, I'm back on the air. We doing what we do. Praising God, King.
No question. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good.
Right.
You know, I just wanted to call in and get my support, you know. Appreciate what you're doing. I'm over here on the plantation tuning in.
Yeah, so, thank you, man. Thank you, man. Tell them the name of that plantation, homie.
I'm over here at the Mariner in Portchester. Security/concierge.
Yeah, what you doing? Providing for your babies, right?
That's right. That's all we can do.
Yeah, man. Congratulations, man. I heard you got a boy coming, man. We need another lion in the field. You heard?
Yes, sir. Finally got my boy. You know, I got two girls. I finally got my boy. God is good, like I said.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? Multiply, man. That's how we never die. King, word up.
Hey,
yo, Steve, man. Listen, man. I gotta let the world know too, man. You know, when I was shouting out brothers who came to the front door. When this thing got bad for me, man, you know, you was one of them dudes too, man. You was right there for me, man. In my face, on the phone, everything, and I appreciate your love, King. That's a Hartley love, you heard?
That's what it is. You know, they can say what they want to say about Hartley, but we family oriented and we take care of our own.
That's what I'm saying, near or far, man. If you're from Hartley and you holler at me, I'm reaching out. I'm doing what I could do. You know, big shout out to my man, too, from the Hollow. He out in Jamaica, been there for a few years now. He called me this morning, too. Big shout out to him. Rest in peace to his father, Red Rock, you know what I mean? The true original Don Dada, you know what I mean? He's in heaven now with God. So we send shouts out to them and shouts out to Two's children and everybody in the Hollow once again, you know what I mean? Big up to Brother Walt and all of that. And, yo, Ski, anybody you want to send some love to for the new year, man? Anything you want to set straight for the new year?
I just want to send love to my family and my friends. Y'all know who y'all are. You know, I just want to tell everybody, stay close to God, because it's easy to go the way of the devil. You know, just for instance, I almost lost my temper today. You know, not at work, but a personal situation. And I had to pull myself back, you know. God helped me pull myself back. He brought me a long way. You know, I see that he wasn't going to let me fail.
Yeah, I'm glad God was with you, homie. On that second and that moment, I'm glad he was with you and you was able to overstand and not understand the situation, you heard?
That's right. Well, listen here, brother, before I tune out, I just want to say this, that right now I'm in works. I'm trying to get a wellness center established in New Rochelle. It will be geared for the teens and the seniors. We need to do something to get the young youth off the street. God willing, this plan will come forward. So I will be giving you information that you can send out there to the listeners for some support and some help.
No doubt. Well, we're here for you, man. GQ Radio Crossroad Temple Show, man. Just give it to me and we'll put it out there and feed the people, man, because it sounds like you're trying to feed the people, homie.
That's it. We all we got.
That's right, and all we got is what we got. So, yo, thank you for calling in, homie. I love you. I see you in the hood. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I love you, Scribby.
God bless, King. All right. Yo, the next song we're going to get into is called Repent. I love my man Ski right there. This next song we're getting into is called Repent by Darren Deke. Deck.
And turn away. I repent of my sin and turn away.
That was my man Darren Deep, you know, repent. And it's all about God, you know. It doesn't care who you are or what you're doing, you know. If you praising God and you making music, you rapping, doing gospel rap, you know, you get in touch with me on Facebook, Timmy Scribby Hunter, or you reach out to us at GQ Palace on Facebook, and you send us that music, and we get it on the air and let the world hear you. You know, 60,000 listeners out there listening to us every day. And we need y'all to know that, so don't have no fear. Scribby is here. Send me that music. Let's play it. You know, let's talk about it tomorrow and play it all day tomorrow. You know, that's what it's all about. You're going to have a show coming up real special where I'm going to introduce my album to y'all, and that's going to be one heck of a night. As they say in God's house, it's going to be awesome. So y'all be ready for that. What I know is this, man. So sweet to trust in Jesus and just to know Him and His word and just to upon His promise and death to know the Savior Lord Jesus. Oh Jesus, and how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, how I love You, Jesus, and all grace trust Him more. Praise God. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus. Yeah, my man Julio just hit me from Texas talking about, I hear you, I hear you. Good looking, Julio. I love you, homie. We're going to get into this new song. It's not new. We played it before, but it's new. You can get it on iTunes, you heard? It's by my man, Amar Khalil, from Tony, and it's called Thank You. You know what I mean? And again, Lord, Father, God, we thank You. Let's get it. Scribby right here, Harvey.
Down and out.
was my man Amar Carlisle, you know. We're going to give big shout out to my girl Anna Torres, you know, Esther Crump, to my man Walter DeWatt. Well, we should say Esther DeWatt because they're about to get married, so congratulations, God bless. Big shout out to, big shout out to Creston Baptist Church, you know what I mean? My girl Megan Akon, she's on the line. She know what to do. Megan Akon, she's singing. She's praising God. You're going to hear from her real, real soon because she's part of DOC, Department of Christ. Don't y'all forget that. I got my man, big homie, Tommy Greenwood on the phone, a.k.a. Thomas Greenwood. What's happening, homie?
Yo. Yo, what's good with you, Squib?
Yo, what's good, beloved? First of all, happy belated birthday and all of that. Happy New Year's to you.
Yo, thank you. Same to you. I'm just happy to be here to see another one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. You know, come on. I know who you are, homie. That's why I started it off with the big homie, because, you know, from rags to riches with you, man. You know what I mean? I watched you coming up in the streets and doing the things you did and done, and now I watched you become a grown man and praise God and live the life of a godly man. It can't get no better as far as living as an example, God.
Oh, yeah. And believe me, God's been good to me. You know what I'm saying? Because a man said I wouldn't see 25. I done seen 50, so God is good, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of prayer warriors pray for me, but you got to watch who you have pray for you, too, because everybody don't pray for your well-being, you heard?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, but I had to give you a shout-out. You know, I'm down here in VA now doing my thing. I'm happy, family good, you know. And I want to kiss Mom, tell Mama Hunt I love her, and as soon as I get up there, I'm going to touch down and see y'all.
Yeah, man, thank you for the love you send to my moms. Thank you for calling into the show, showing me the love, because you're going to always be my big homie, man. Always, man, and I love you, man.
Yes,
thank you for taking care of yourself. For just this moment right here, for me to hear your voice, and for the people that scared to get on the line and hear your voice, and they going, did he just say Tommy Greenwood? You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
That's right, man. Westchester 914 from here to Mount Vernon, Yonkers, and all of them towns. Tommy Greenwood on the line. Praising God at this time and day of his life, man. We here, man.
Yes, sir. And love you, my dude. Keep ministering through your song. You're touching a lot of lives, bro.
Thank you, King. I will. I love you, man. Stay on Facebook. Keep hitting me up. You know where we are. If you know anybody that's singing down there, praising God, man, just get in touch with me. Send me that music. We get them on the air and play those songs, man.
Okay, I got you. I got
you.
Praise God. And you take care of yourself, man, and keep doing big things.
I will, King. Love you, man.
I love you.
Millions didn't make it, but I was one of the ones who did. I pray to God when I said millions didn't make it, but I was one of the ones who did. Yeah, God is so good, man. Millions didn't make it, but we made it, Tommy. And a whole other people that I named tonight, we made it. You know what I mean? Cat Gonzalez, you know what I mean? Millie, you know what I mean? Shalon, Nene, Jamie, Sean Stepp, you know what I mean? My man Kwame Dixon, Mia from Hartley, Swigger, Yimes Green, you know what I mean? My girl Tawana Richards, you know, we here, man. Megan Akon, you know what I mean? Esther Crump, Walter DeWatt, my man Junior R, Anna Torres, Mama Wilder, you know, we here, and God is good, and I thank all y'all for being in my life and supporting me how y'all support me when you see me and when you hear me, and, you know, that's what it is, man. GQ Radio, Crossroad Temple Palace, man, we here. Scribby, Hartley, I love y'all, you know what I mean? Have a good week. Go to work. Spread the love. Don't let Sunday just be the day of giving and praising. Let it rock with you Monday through Saturday, and we get right back at to it next Sunday. If you can carry it on that far, then you're doing God's will. You know what I mean? Don't wake up tomorrow and cuss somebody out and, you know, get the banging out. You know what I mean? Try to extend tonight and today into tomorrow. You know what I mean? Just work a little harder with yourself, your body, your mind, and your spirit. It'll work. You know what I mean? Eat good. Drink good. Do the right things with your mind and your body. Everything will pan out. And when I say that, I'm talking to myself as well. You know what I mean? We all know right from wrong, you know, but that's what makes God an awesome God. He gives us a choice, you know what I mean? And sometimes we make the wrong choice, but then he's right there for us to repent, you heard, on his promise and live a fulfilling life. That's what I'm talking about, you know what I mean? Brother Timothy Scribby, Hartley right here. I love y'all. God bless. We're going to end it with that famous song. You know what it is. Thank You by Scribby, a.k.a. DOC, Department of Christ. Get at me if you want to do some music. You know we got the studio. We doing all kinds of music. Let's get God's word across to the people of the world. I love y'all, man. Crossroad Temple Gospel Show. Scribby right here, Harley.
Yeah.